That is the trick, because knowledge will rise your ego and confidence, right? Knowing that you don't know will give you the possibility to pass, to go somewhere which has nothing to do with knowledge and logic. It's beyond the logic. It's feeling, mainly. Yes?
Adam is the astrolabe of the attributes of sublimity. The nature of Adam is a theater for his revelations. Whatever appears in him is the reflection of him, just as the moon is reflected in the water of the river.
Moon is far, but we see the picture of the moon in the river, in the water. And all of that is why this is a gift to us. This is the difference between me and the animal. Yes?
The figures on the spire of his astrolabe are there for the sake of the internal attributes, in order that its spire may give lessons, an exposition of the sky of the unseen and the sun of the spirit. Without an astronomer, the spire and this astrolabe, which guides aright, falls into the hands of the vulgar. God bestowed this astronomy on the prophets, for the unseen, an eye that observes the unseen, is necessary.
What is that? He's talking about something, looking at something and seeing something, right? What do you see? You see what it's there. What the cow see? What is there? So what is the difference? The difference is you see something which is not there. You understand the absence of something. You look at the people and you will realize what is missing over there. That's what we are talking about, that quality. Yes?
These generations fell into the well of the present world. Everyone saw in the well his own reflection. No, that what appears to you in the well is from outside. Else, you are the lion that plunged into the well.
Do you remember that? This is the story which is repeated. It's a little animal who is tricking the lion that, there is a lion down there, and the lion will jump and will be in the well. Means the power logically is the winner. But what we are talking about, something else is the winner. Some knowledge that is not explainable. Yes?
A hare led him astray, saying, such and such, this fierce lion is at the bottom of the well. Go into the well and wreak vengeance on him. Tear off his head, since you are mightier than he. That follower of authority was subjugated by the hare. He was filled with boiling by his own fancy.
The lion is muqallid, imitator. That imitator who is following that little animal will fall down to the well. Yes?
He did not say, this image is not produced by the water. This is not by anything except the changing activity of the changer. So when you,
So when you, he's talking for the story and all of that, then he will say, you should do this. This is where you should be really alert, because this is the highlight of the page and it's for you. You too, yes.
So when you, O slave to the sixth, wreak vengeance on your enemy, you are in error concerning all the sixth.
Huh? You believe in what? Up and down, left and right, front and back, right? And this is the only dimension, physical dimension, that you are thinking about, which is not correct, because with this six, what are you doing with those six? Huh, the dolphin has the seventh one even. Huh. Then what? That physical sixth dimension is for animals, is the primitive one, is the beginning of the knowledge. Later we realize that it's not only that six. Yes?
That enmity in him is reflected from God, for it is derived from the attributes of wrath there. And that sin in him is homogeneous with your sin. You must wash that disposition out of your own nature.
Are you listening? No stories came to you, but listen. That sin in that fellow is in you too. You have to wash it. If you don't wash it, if you don't clean it, it's there, no matter what. Yes?
Your evil character showed itself to you in him, because he was the surface of a mirror to you.
Mm-hmm. And?
When you have seen your ugliness in the mirror, O Hassan, do not strike at the mirror. A lofty star is reflected in the water. You must cast earth on the star's reflection.
Uh-huh. The advantage of a peer is what? He is like a mirror, because he doesn't show himself and doesn't think about himself. He shows you to you. Then what? Huh? You will see the wrong stuff in yourself, because he showed it to you. Then what? Then you're angry with him. This is why we were talking about this in book one. We said the first thing is to find someone that you don't compare yourself with. You don't react to. You're listening because that someone should be the mirror. Because the best service that you could get is to bring your attention towards your weak points, the stuff that you have to change. That is the trick. Yes?
Saying, this unlucky star has come into the water to overthrow my good luck. You pour upon it the earth of subjection, because on account of the resemblance, you deem it to be the star. The reflection becomes hidden and disappears. You think that the star is no more.
Yeah. When you have a stick and you will do this to the water that is giving you the reflection of the moon, what will happen? Suddenly nothing is there. And you could think that I erased it. What a silly thinking. Yes?
The unlucky star is in the sky. It is in that quarter. It must be cured. No, you must fix your heart on that which is illimitable. The ill luck in this quarter is the reflection of the ill luck in the realm where no quarters exist.
Uh-huh. The best way is to pay attention to the place which is not made for that. To do the opposite of all the silly wishes of this animal. That's why we talked so much about controlling yourself, and here is washing yourself. Washing yourself from what? From all the residue of the animal in you to become that human being, which is the mirror. You should become a mirror. What is the most difficult thing in becoming a mirror? That show off. You have to say goodbye to show off. Show off was with the animals. What about you? Yes.
Know that the gifts are the gift of God and are His bounty.
Mm-hmm.
It is a reflection of those gifts that appears in the 5 and the 6. Though the gifts of the base be more than the sand, you will die and they will be left behind as an inheritance. After all, how long does a reflection remain in view? Make a practice of contemplating the origin, O you who look awry.
Uh-huh. The picture of something is not too much. Having the picture of the moon, you should understand the moon itself, not the picture of it. Yes.
When God bestows bounty on those who supplicate Him in their need, together with His gift, He bestows on them a long life. The benefit and the beneficiary are made enduring forever. It is He that brings the dead to life, so repair unto Him. The gifts of God are mingled with you like the Spirit, in such wise that you are they and they are you.
Read it again, please.
The benefits and the beneficiary are made enduring forever. It is He that brings the dead to life, so repair unto Him. The gifts of God are mingled with you like the Spirit, in such wise that you are they and they are you.
Mm-hmm. That's your origin. Your origin, which is created, is given some special stuff which is not visible. You have to look for it. But it is you. Because this is the way that we transform. Yes.
If you have no more appetite for bread and water, He will give you goodly nourishment without these two. If your fatness is gone, God will give you from yonder fatness concealed in leanness. Since He gave the peri nourishment from scent and gives every angel nourishment from spirit, what is the soul that you should make a support of it? God would make you living by His love.
Aha! What do you think about life, the John, the living stuff that you have? What is it? No one knows. It's a gift of God to me. That's what it is. The rest, oh, come on, those are silly stories of the logic in reality with the limited knowledge. I'm talking about the source of that knowledge. The source of my life, which is complete. It has understanding, imagination, and all of that. Yes?
Ask of Him the life of love, mm-hmm. and do not ask for the soul. Ask of Him that provision and do not ask for bread.